Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is called out on strikes. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. Desautels moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Mac applying the tag. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Desodles moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desodles scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Desautels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Judd now pitching. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bagby moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bagby moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Bagby scores. Boudreau scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Keltner moves to third. One out. It's 8-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Walker reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Indians. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Joe Cronin. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newsom moves to third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newsom scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Dick Newsom now pitching. Pete Fox now playing left field. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bagby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.